Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. We pray for our nation, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you touch the leadership of our nation and the nations around the world. Lord, that they make the right decisions on the behalf of the people that they lead. Lord, unify the United States leadership so that they make the best decisions for our country. Lord, touch them, touch their minds, touch their hearts. Let it not be of a selfish agenda, but an agenda that serves the United States and the people of the world. In Jesus' name, I pray that, Lord. I pray that you touch your word on today. Bless us, Lord. Stir up in our hearts, Lord, a desire to read your word, a desire to serve you, a desire to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back over to the book of John. We left off on verse 21. We've been talking about the disobedience for a couple of days, but we're going to go back to the book of John chapter 14. We're going to reread verse 21 to stay within context. It says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest or reveal myself to him." Verse 22, Jesus saith unto him, not Iscariot, not the one that will betray Jesus. He says, "Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Now he asks, how? How are you going to do this, Jesus? How are you going to reveal yourself to us and not unto the world? Because he understood, Judas understood that he that loveth me, the verse 21, Jesus said, he that loveth me, okay, will be loved of me and will be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself to him. But then he needed further clarification, and he's asking, how are you going to reveal it to us and not to the world? And I want to talk a little bit about that word reveal. What is that? When you disclose something, when you divulge it, when you tell or you release something, is to make something that was previously unknown and a secret, now you're going to make it known to others. But you know what? In order for a person to reveal themselves to another individual, that individual that they seek to divulge themselves to, that person that is divulging this information about themselves, they have to sense and know that the person is interested in receiving the information that they are trying to release. So, it's just like in a relationship. You meet a person, you automatically sense whether the person is interested in you and what you are saying. In order for God to reveal, and here in this scripture, we're talking about Jesus, the manifested in the flesh God. Okay, we are talking about, he's talking about a relationship, and in order for a relationship to even develop, the person or both parties need to be interested in knowing something about the other one. And so what we have here, I find in our day and time, I'm living in our day and time, so it is very relevant and real to me. I know that if we got an opportunity, which we will one day, those that believe, speak to John or speak to Philip or speak to Paul or speak to Abraham or speak to David, they can talk about their generations, which we have a lot of information here, that there were people that were very disinterested. Very disinterested. They were not interested in God. They had other gods. They were serving other idols. And so we fast forward to 2015, and we have a people that appear, and frankly, it's very it's projected to be a large amount of people, which is suspect because of the people that are delivering the information. However, there seems to be a lot of people, and I do find personally that there's a lot of disinterested people concerning the gospel. They are not really concerned. And you are only concerned about something that you deem as important or beneficial to you. And so there's a lot of people that have deemed that the gospel, the Bible, and Jesus is not important to them because they don't understand the gospel. They don't understand who Jesus is, but they do not appear to be even interested in even investigating. It's very interesting how we will investigate lots of other futile, frivolous things like diet. I remember I used to be so on that. I mean, I would burn up the web on supplements and what to eat and what not to eat because I had some medical conditions. I would be looking at food with soy. Oh, I can't eat that. I mean, I would make charts and make all this spreadsheets and everything of what I'm going to do, put it on my refrigerator. Okay, I was into omega-3s. I was doing all this. I was walking so much. Nothing wrong with watching your health. But we are so interested in keeping this frame, this body, this outward appearance, way more than we're interested in our eternal soul. And so Judas asked in verse 22 of John chapter 14, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not unto the world? Well, the world doesn't want to hear. Those that are perishing, they don't care to hear the gospel. But I am interested in the ones that are not perishing. And what's interesting about that is that some people that are not perishing don't even know really about a relationship with God right now. And they may not even be thinking about God. But you know what? That's the reason why we are here, people that proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because just perhaps one of you are listening that just happened to stumble upon the podcast and just happened to listen to something that intrigued you enough to start investigating, who is this Jesus? And I want to find out about him for myself, not about what everybody says about him, which brings me to go over to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, and we're going to read verse 13 through 15. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Let's take it personal. It's one thing that other people are talking about God and telling you about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, but it's a whole nother thing that you have your own opinion, your own thought, belief, and faith in. You have your own relationship. That is totally different. So Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say that I am? I'm going to stop right there. I want you to think about that. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.